I knew about this for quite a while. I had to keep it a secret, and I'm horrible at keeping secrets, folks. I mean, I'm just terrible at this. We're going to lay it all out right now. We're going to do it in grand style, too. The whole thing is called The Song.
That's right.
It is a TV show in production that'll be shot entirely in Muncie, and Drew Copeland from Sister Hazel is standing right here
in
Master Command. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me in.
It is so great to meet you, and thank you for doing this.
I'm happy to be here. Now, I heard you just mention that the temperatures are going to be above average, and if that's the case, I didn't bring enough clothes. Because I got to tell you, it's, you know, as a guy from Florida, it's freezing.
Yeah, it is. We understand. But this is great for us.
That's what I'm hearing.
And we're excited for this concept called The Song. Let's start with that, Drew.
Yeah.
What is it conceptually, so our listeners understand what this is and how big of a deal it is?
Okay, well, this is we've taken it. And the concept, honestly, is one of the reasons why I gravitated towards the show. Because I've seen the other shows that are out there. I actually have some friends that have been on and done well in some of the other shows, like The Voice and Idol and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But what was missing for me was the true artist, what encompasses a true artist, and the art of songwriting and being a singer-songwriter and bringing that in. Because the other ones, to me, although they have generated some extremely talented people, they were kind of talent contests. They were people that could come in and sing. You know, The Voice kind of took the appearance stuff out of it. You know, they tried to make it, okay, it's about the sound of the voice. And Idol was kind of about the entire package. This, I think, takes it a step further. And I really think this is kind of where things are going to shift, in my opinion, because we've seen that there are a lot of talented people in the country and out of the country that can come in and sing a song. But to create, you know what I mean? To create the song from start to finish, to come in and write a song and then have that song move on. You know, that's something that as a member of Sister Hazel, I got to see that happen. And man, it is an emotional roller coaster of a ride. So that's what attracted me to the song. So the song is about these artists that are coming in, they're bringing in their songs. We've whittled down from, I mean, there were thousands of entries to be a part of this show, which is really exciting.
Yep. From all around the country.
And we whittled it down to 15.
Okay.
And so from that 15, we're going to go to 5. So on community night, all 15 of those people that made it will be their community night. And that's going to give us a chance to introduce them to Muncie, introduce Muncie to them and Muncie to the world, and kind of celebrate the idea that we're having this show here. And Muncie is... As you know, from being a, what do you call yourselves in Muncie? Are you Muncie?
We're either Munsonians or Munsonites, but Munsonite sort of sounds like a countertop.
It does.
Munsonian.
Munsonian. Okay, so for being a Munsonian, and then if it wasn't that, it is now.
We just made it.
You know that this is kind of Heartland. It's Heartland, USA.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is where it all happens. And so to do one of these shows in a place like Nashville or LA or New York, that's kind of the glitz and glitter of, that's where all the entertainers, if somebody goes, man, I want to be a songwriter, I'm going to move to Nashville.
Okay.
Well, that leaves out all those other, you know, hundreds of thousands of songwriters that are sitting around going, hey, I'm a songwriter too, just because I didn't go to Nashville.
You mentioned community night. Folks, there's two important dates to keep in mind as part of this. And again, this is Drew Copeland from Sister Hazel involved with this. He's going to kind of be your guide through this. He's going to do the TV part, the onstage part, the behind-the-scenes interviews.
That's,
I assume,
me.
You're
going
to be talking to the artists about what they're doing to prep for the shows and all that. But the two dates, March 9 will be at Cornerstone Center for the Arts in the near downtown Muncie area. That's community night. And all 15 bands to perform in front of judges and so forth.
Yeah, the artists, yes.
Okay. And then that'll be the night that it's determined who moves on to that second date, right?
That's
in
right.
Muncie.
That's correct.
And that second date is going to be at Pruce Hall on March the 12th, folks. And that is going to be not only the night where the reveal happens, and there's cameras and all that stuff, because this is
absolutely
a TV show in production, right?
Yeah.
But also there's going to be some other performers there. I understand later this afternoon we get to lay that out with some other big-name people that are going to be in Muncie that have already gotten their record contract
and
are doing their thing.
Yeah, they have a top 10 hit, which is, you know, that's not easy to come by.
The announcement this afternoon, by the way, will be Elliot Sloan from Blessed Union of Souls. You've heard those songs on LBC before, folks.
Yeah, I love Elliot. He's a great guy.
And I know that this is a humongous undertaking. Did you bring your harmonica, by the way?
I didn't bring it today.
Dang it.
I didn't bring...
I wanted their harmonica in the studio. I've had a tuba player in here, but never a harmonica. Tell me about Michael Braverman. He's a Ball State tie here.
Oh, yeah. Michael Braverman is an extremely talented producer that he has kind of taken this thing and elevated it to the next level. And he's a Munsonian.
Very well done.
I'm a professional.
Good.
And so, you know, he has had a very successful career, and he's kind of taken this on and has taken it to the next level, and he's going to be a big part of this and how it develops. So this is a real deal. Like, this is one of those things that, you know, you're going to sit on your couch every, you know, Friday night or whatever and watch and wait for the show to come on. It's very exciting. And we're excited to have it here in Muncie. You know, it's a big deal. And the community already, like, I've been up here a few times. We've taken a few meetings and as we're developing the show, and the people that we've met with are really embracing the idea of bringing the show here and having the attention drawn to Muncie and Ball State. It's a great thing.
Are you friends with Steve Spurrier, Cam Newton, you know, some of the alums from your school?
I am. Yes, I am.
For real?
Yeah, I really am.
Cam.
He's
in a game on
Cam.
Sunday. Come on.
Cam and I are not friends. I have stories that involve Cam.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
we're not on delay.
I'm friends with Spurrier
diehard
Gator fan.
Can you do the Tebow pose for me
now? I can. Ready?
Hold it. Gotta get the camera ready. The phone is locked. Hold on, stand by. We've got key grips and the phone locked up. Oh. Doggone it. He's doing it though.
All right, I did it.
He is. Can you do the Marco Rubio pose, though?
I don't know.
I don't think there is one.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure about that.
I think
one.
It's this.
There, that's
it's
good.
It's just a smile.
I'll tell you right now.
That's all that happens.
On the radio, that was perfect right there.
I have a face for radio.
This is Drew Copeland. He is one of the founding members of the band Sister Hazel. By the way, a new album coming out. You're selling it on iTunes already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we are on iTunes. Lighter in the Dark. It's hitting the shelves on February 19th. We're really excited. It's been about 4 years, almost 5 years since we've had a new album out. We're still touring. We just got back from the Rock Boat, which is our cruise that we do every year.
Okay.
16th year we've been doing that.
Good for you.
So yeah, man, things are going really well. This show, I have a lot of great things going on. The album release, the band's doing great. I'm really excited about this show. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be exciting.
It's called The Song, a television show that's in development. It features original music. There will be 15 finalists of sorts that will play a show on March the 9th at Cornerstone Center for the Arts. And then they whittle down at that night to go to the final event at Pruse Hall, and we'll tell you even more about this as we move towards those two dates. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, man, I appreciate you letting me be here.
Thanks a lot for coming in, and best of luck on the show. We will see you around town.
Okay, right? That sounds great.
All right, Drew Copeland.